Hachette Audio presents Jonna Goes Wild, written by Farah Heron, read by Sunila Nankani. Be sure to look for your bonus PDF of recipes for Rashida Auntie's Cheddar and Potato Samosas and Mandazi. This one is for my mom and dad, who took me on a life-changing Tanzanian safari when I was 20, and then again with my husband and kids this time when I was 40. We are so lucky to always have those memories together. Chapter 1. 5 years earlier, Washington, D.C., USA. Jonna Suleiman was perfect. Or at least, that's what everyone had assumed her entire life. And they assumed that perfection came easily for her. In reality, Jonna had found it incredibly hard to live up to those almost unattainable expectations. That didn't stop her from trying, though, because being a high-achieving, righteous, moral, and principled person was all she knew. But after waking up incandescently happy for the first time in her memory, Jonna wondered if she should have shed her perfect image a long time ago. Because right now, doing something a little unexpected, a little out of character, and a little bit bad felt so good. It was extremely early in the morning to be having this epiphany, but Jonna was jet-lagged and a bit sore from the exuberant activities the night before, really from a week and a half of the best sex of her life. She admired the toned, naked back of Anil Malik, the person who had been the catalyst for this discovery that her comfort zone was way too stifling. Lazily rolling onto her side, she wrapped herself around him tightly. "You woke me up," he said, voice raspy with sleep. Despite his words, Jonna knew he wasn't complaining. Their relationship was only in its infancy, but they both knew there was always something better to do together than sleep. "It's not early. The sun's up. I'm still on London time anyway. I don't have to go into the office today. What do you want to do?" She and Anil had been traveling together for 12 days now and were currently in Washington.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?